Orange in the Central West, 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. The Mayor of Orange is online. How are you, Reg Kidd?
Morning, Neil. How are you? Wonderful weekend.
Yeah, absolutely great, wasn't it? A bit of warm weather, a bit of cool weather, plenty of opportunity to get out and get amongst it, that's for sure.
It was great, yeah. Beautiful day yesterday, but I suspect there was the odd little place around would have got a light frost, so just a warning to everyone, keep your eye on those tomatoes. If you get a day like yesterday with no clouds and then late in the afternoon the temperatures start plummeting, you can almost guarantee you'll get a light frost. So perhaps cover those tomatoes up. That's our gardening tip for the week. How's that?
Not bad at all. All right. Now, council meeting happened on Tuesday. Some big news here. The sculpture park, it looks like it's a goer.
Yeah, look, something I'm really keen on. There's an enthusiastic group of people here in Orange, and I've seen a couple of these sculpture parks here in Australia and overseas, and I've been in talks with them, and they're quite keen to get a group together to look at developing the sculpture park. It's more an open park with big sculptures. You know, you can't put those inside. We have the odd one here and then. We have a Fugleman arch up in the Botanic Gardens, and out the front of the Library Art Complex, we have another one by a young man from Orange, Blackwood, and a couple of others. But developing a park, you know, it's something you can go over many, many years when you get your collection. But people can wander through the park and have a look at these sculptures. It's another feature to attract people to Orange, but also thinking about the therapeutic side of it. You know, perhaps the area between the hospital and what will be the sporting complex, you know, where people can wander down and reflect and sit. And, so I think it's a fantastic idea, but it got up unanimously. And, that's something for the future generations to put in place.
Absolutely. And I believe that the laser show for New Year's Eve, that also got up.
Yeah, look, I was pleased with that. I think last year, as you know, we tried something different. I think fireworks are out a little bit, you know. The elements can sort of beat you. It can be too dry. It can be too wet. All sorts of things can happen with restrictions on you. And I think moving towards laser shows now with music, I think, is the way to go. And last year proved that people liked that, even though it was restricted with COVID. So, yeah, looking at ongoing, we'll have a New Year's the council will put on a New Year's Eve laser music show, you know, and you can have different themes and all sorts of things. And, you know, it gives once it's put in place, we're having it. You know, you can plan 12 months ahead, look at sponsors, if you like, or putting it out to contract for someone to run it. But it is in there as a motion of council that we have it. So, you know, they can start planning straight after the one they have on New Year's Eve. Get into the plan. You don't have to worry about having discussions and bickering and fighting and all sorts of bits and pieces whether you're going to have one or not. Yeah. It's on.
Okay, yeah. Good news. All right, now, this one made for some interesting reading. The attendance of councillors to meetings was published. I'll just leave it at that. Interesting reading.
Yeah, look, they put that out every couple of years, and I think it's something, you know, goes out there for the public to look at. You can have a look through the sort of like a report card on how many meetings council does have. I know up to last week there was over 100 council meetings, including extraordinary meetings and budget meetings. And then on top of that, of course, you have, I think there's about 26 advisory committees that various councils are on them. I'm on about 12, I think 14. And then, of course, there are other things that council are involved with too. But it makes interesting reading. You sort of get a bit of an idea what's involved in being a councillor. It's worthwhile, you know, going into elections, having a look at, if you're thinking about going on council, having a look at, you know, what it is a serious commitment if you want to do it properly.
Yeah, all right. Now, Future Tunes, that is back. It's happening this Friday. In fact, there's a bit happening this Friday.
Yeah, look, a double header, if you like. We're opening McMurra Lane, and, you know, there's been a lot of work in McMurra Lane, particularly between Summer Street and Kite Street, with, you know, work on the footpath, lighting, trees, festoon lighting in the car park area, some of these pop-up shops that will be coming into play in the next couple of weeks. So we're having the official opening at about 4:30 on the Friday with all the people and shop owners within that area. And a bit of music, and then we'll move down to Robertson Park for the first of the summer concerts, which are for Future Tunes, and it's going to be opened, this one, by the CEO of Music New South Wales. So, yeah, you were involved last year. I think it's just wonderful, isn't it?
Yeah,
being
it
in the
is.
Park, showing our local talent and, yeah, enjoying the ambience of Robertson Park. So I'm looking forward to that.
And later this week as well, the works depot that got impacted by fire. Was it a couple of years ago, was it? It's
yeah,
opened up
look,
again.
Down on Loop Street, and, you know, unfortunately, some bad people got in there and set fire to a couple of cars, actually, and then the cars took off and the building got burnt down. And so that's been rebuilt by a local firm here, the Sarins, and it's completed now, so we're going to have an opening this Thursday. Just have a little barbecue down there at lunch with all the boys down at the works depot, boys and girls down at the works depot. So that's been a while coming, but look, I think it's going to be a fairly good working facility.
Yeah, fantastic. And, mate, finally, the housing strategy, that's open for some public comment.
Look, it is. Look, and that's really a legacy document from this council. Last time this was done, about 2004, something like that, has been a bit of a review of that old one, but gee, things have changed so dramatically, particularly in the last 4 or 5 years. Lots of work in this, looking in the future needs of both social housing, affordable housing, suburbs extension, industrial parks, you know. Look, it's going out on public exhibition till the end of February, so I don't want to hear any feedback next year. We didn't have any consultation and people didn't have any opportunity. I mean, I think if you look at it, 3.5 months is fairly adequate. And then, you know, there'll be further discussions on it. But it's a good document to get hold of and have a look. You may have some good ideas to throw back in the mix. It's not set in concrete in any shape or form. There's recommendations and suggestions on, you know, any sort of constraints in certain areas and other areas where, you know, it could be because there's no infrastructure in that area. There's a whole range of issues that you have to think about with the demographics of what you're going to do, but here's the opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely right. Okay, I'm with the Mayor of Orange Ridge, kid. Mate, thank you as always. Have a good one. We'll talk soon.
Same to you, Neil. Have a great week.